This is February 10, 2011. We are in Natick, Massachusetts. And this tape is part of the Morse Institute Library's continuing Veterans Oral History Project. My name is Maureen Sullivan. Our cameraman is Dan McDermott of Natick Pegasus. We are privileged to have with us today Catherine Kidd Simons. Welcome, Kidd.
Thank you.
May I ask when you were born?
In South Boston, Massachusetts.
And when were you born?
1923.
And I understand you were born in South Boston.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is your current address?
In Natick, Massachusetts.
Your marital status?
I'm a widow.
Do you have children?
3 daughters.
Where and when did you enter the military?
In Waltham, Massachusetts.
What were you doing at the time?
I was working in an office at the time that I decided to join.
All right, before we go into your joining the military, let's talk about what Waltham was like in the early 1940s. Do you remember what happened at Pearl Harbor? How did you hear about Pearl Harbor?
I heard it on the radio. When I was coming home, there was a car nearby, and it was on, the radio was on loud, and I heard about it. And I was appalled, but then it passed because I was young and it didn't, you know, register mm-hmm. quite as it should have, but.
Mm-hmm. And you would have been about 18 at the time?
I was 18,
you were
right.
18. Mm-hmm. And you were you still in high school or were you
No,
out?
I was working then.
Okay. And what did you do for work?
Office work, yeah, just clerical work.
Mm-hmm. Did your family take part in victory gardens or blackouts?
No.
And nothing but rationing?
See, I can't remember that. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Of course, I went in the service quite soon, I think. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't either. Let's mm-hmm. see.
Now, when did you join the military?
Well, as I'm trying to remember, dear, I believe I was 21 at the time.
So that would have been 1944?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And why did you join at the time?
Well, I guess I just wanted a little excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I joined. I'm sorry it wasn't, you know, patriotic or anything.
That's quite all right. What branch did you join?
U.S. Navy.
And why did you choose that branch?
I just liked it, that's all. I read up on the different branches, and I liked the sound of that better.
All right. Did family or friends join the service when you did?
And my brother was in World War II, mm-hmm. but he was overseas.
And what branch was he in?
He was in the Army.
And he got through okay?
Hmm?
Did he make it through the war okay?
Yeah, he came home. He was a young man. He had snow white hair, but it came back to its natural color.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where were you sent for basic training?
First we went to the Bronx, mm-hmm. and we went to Hunter College. That's where we did our studying mm-hmm. and training.
And what did you study at Hunter College? Do you remember?
All about the ships, mostly about ships, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell you now what.
And you, what was the best part about basic training?
The basic training wasn't that interesting. It was after we got on bases that we enjoyed it because we had camaraderie there, and the everyone was so tense at basic training. You see.
Do you remember any stories about basic training? Anything that comes to mind?
Yes, I made a faux pas. I was walking along the street. And a woman asked me a question. I didn't know we weren't supposed to talk to civilians. Mm-hmm. And so I got some detentions for that. But they treated everyone, they might be spies. And she was asking questions that I didn't answer them, though.
Mm-hmm. And where were you sent after basic training?
Basic training, I went to Milledgeville, Georgia for further schooling.
And where was this Milledgeville in Georgia? Was it by Atlanta, Savannah?
It was a college, yeah, college mm-hmm. dormitories we lived in.
Okay. And what did you study in Georgia?
In Georgia, we were studying all sorts of branches, like bookkeeping and all the mostly clerical things.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the studies?
Not particularly, no. I just loved the atmosphere there, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you receive advanced or specialized training beyond basic?
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear. Did you receive any advanced or specialized training beyond basic?
No, dear.
Okay. Where was your first duty station?
In Key West, Florida.
And what did you do down in Key West?
Again, mostly I was assigned to find housing for the boys who were coming in with their families. Mm-hmm. And so I was connected with the City Hall in Key West. Mm-hmm. And I'd go down there and, you know, question them and ask them if they had any housing for our boys. That was mostly my job.
All right. And what rank did you have?
Well, I didn't get up. I was yeoman. Mm-hmm. And the war ended before I took the next step. That's all right.
Tell us a little bit about Key West at that time.
Key West was fascinating. You know, it used to be the hideout for the movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very quaint. And but there was, no, I can't say that. I'll say that we were limited as to whom we could, you know, associate with. So we had to be very careful about that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back at Key West since the war?
My daughter took me back, and I was on board ship, and I slipped on the rug in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I broke my wrist, and it was so painful. They had to put me on medication, so I couldn't go out. So my daughter and my grandson went to Key West, and I missed it.
When was this?
This is about 7 years ago.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. And you haven't been able to get back since?
No. Mm. My daughter said, maybe you wouldn't like it, Mom, because it isn't anything like you explained. You know, it was mm-hmm. so different.
Okay. And where did you go after Key West?
Washington, D.C.
And what did you do there?
Still office work there, just clerical work, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what was Washington, D.C. like in the mid-40s?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And now I've been back there, and I wouldn't know the place now. Mm-hmm. And I said, I can't believe this is Washington, D.C., you know.
Did you make any friends while you were in the service?
Yes, several, but we kept in touch for a while, but then it faded out, you know. Mm-hmm. You get married and have responsibilities.
Okay.
But the camaraderie was marvelous there in the service.
Okay, when did you go to Washington? You joined the Navy, I believe, in June, in 1944?
I think that was the year, dear. I'm sorry I didn't
That's
bring
right.
my daughter with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was only in Washington, D.C. a short while when the war ended, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get to do much there.
Do you remember V.E. Day? May of 45?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was that like?
Oh, that was, they were singing on the streets and parading on the street. I was in Key West when that happened, now that I think of it.
Ah.
Yeah, we didn't get discharged right away.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Key West, I remember.
Okay. And what did you do after the war?
I got married, yeah.
Okay. Was your husband in the service?
No.
Was he in the service?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay. And how did you come to live in Natick or the vicinity?
We were hunting for good schools is what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's why we came to Natick, because they had a good reputation.
And when did you settle in Natick?
Over 50 years ago. Let's see now. Yeah.
Are we talking right after the war or early 1950s?
No, my oldest daughter was 8 years old when we moved here.
Okay. And where were you before you moved to Natick?
In Waltham.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about Natick at that time.
It was lovely. It was really a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools were marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you what part of Natick did you settle?
West Natick.
In West Natick, so Did your children go to the West Natick School?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
It's very wonderful. The teachers were marvelous. It was just a real small town, you know, mm-hmm. atmosphere.
Okay.
Lovely.
And did you work after the war, or were you a housewife?
No, I was a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Did you work after your children grew up?
Yes, I did.
And what was your work?
Let me think what I did there. I was hostessing at a Holiday Inn. That was it.
Where was the which Holiday Inn?
Here in Natick or Framingham, I forget which one.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to a little bit after the war. What were your feelings about coming home?
Confused. You know, you miss the camaraderie of the people. And it was kind of difficult getting used to it for a while, but mm-hmm. it passed.
When you came home, did you discuss with your spouse or family and friends what you had done in the service?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you, when you came home, did you discuss with your family and friends what you had done in the service?
My sisters only. Just my sisters.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a brother earlier on. Did he mention anything about his war experiences?
Oh, no. He was a hero, but he wouldn't talk about it.
What did he do?
He had many, many awards. Blue, oh, what are they called?
Purple Hearts?
Purple Heart was one, but there was others too. Oh. I can't remember them. But his wife told us, she showed us them, but he didn't know about it.
Is he still living?
No, he died.
Did you join, did you join any unit of the military reserve after the war?
No, I didn't, yeah.
Any veterans organizations?
The Legion for a while.
Mm-hmm. How long were you with the Legion?
Maybe 2 years.
Was it which Legion, in the Waltham?
No, Natick.
Oh, Natick, okay. But what made you leave the Legion?
Because they were good to the ex-service people. They were kind mm-hmm. to them. And they also gave scholarships for children.
Mm-hmm. But you're no longer a member of the Legion?
No.
Okay. Have you received any veterans' benefits, such as hospitalization, GI Bill, or insurance?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Do you attend any reunions of...
No, because they were all so far away, dear.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. How important was it to you to serve in the military?
Well, it was very important. Once I got there, I realized what our purpose was there, you know, to take the place of someone who had to go overseas, and I felt very mm-hmm. pleased that I could fill that in.
Okay. Do you feel in some way it affected your life?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It was a happy experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned before the interview some of the stories from boot camp. If you could be so kind as to relate it on tape. You sang on the radio with the Ray Charles Choral Group. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, we were all delighted with that, dear. Yeah, I can't think of the word. That's trouble with old age. But anyhow, you had to go in and sing for them to see if you were suited for it. And
an audition, in other words.
Hmm?
An audition?
Oh, that was the word I couldn't
say. Okay. Now, this is Ray Charles Choral Group, not Ray Charles the singer.
The singer, no.
Okay. Just to clarify on that. And the choral group, the Ray Charles Choral Group, later went on to bigger and better things. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I wasn't there then. That was television. See, we were mm-hmm. radio.
Yeah.
And we could have joined afterwards, but we all got involved. We got mm-hmm. married or whatever. So
right.
He went on to bigger and better things, and he mm-hmm. was a fine man.
Yeah. And how long were you singing with the Ray Charles Choral Group?
I think it was 2 months, dear, that's all. Mm-hmm. It was just during boot camp,
okay.
You see.
Do you still sing, or?
No.
And you also, I understand your group also performed comedy skits. Can you tell us
just a bit about that? Just the one time, dear, that's all. And it was mm-hmm. like mostly ad lib, you know, as you went along, you created your own humor to the put the.
Kind of like improv.
That's it.
All right. Let's go, let's flash forward a little bit to last May of 2010, the Women's or Veterans Celebration at the Morse Institute Library. How did you hear about that?
They sent us an invitation, dear. Mm-hmm. See, prior to that, they had our pictures in the library. Mm-hmm. And so then they sent us an invitation.
And this would be a very good time to have the folks.
I thought it was lovely that they did that for us. You know, it was very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. And if you could show to the camera what you looked like way back when. And you made a comment just before the interview about people coming up to you saying, you served in the war. And you don't look like that?
Oh, yes, you don't look like, that doesn't look like you. I said that was 60-odd years ago.
Mm-hmm. And we had, there were, of course, several parts to the celebration, including comments and the slideshow. What'd you think about all that?
I was duly impressed, really. It was just marvelous. And then I met the woman who was the guest speaker. Mm-hmm. She was an officer, I think.
That would have been Lieutenant Colonel Otto from Natick Labs.
She was very pleasant, very personable. Mm-hmm. Can I put this down?
Yes, you may. Here we go. So what do you think about women veterans or women serving in the military now?
I don't believe in them going overseas, no.
Not for combat or anything?
No. During World War II, the only women who went over were nurses. Well, I could understand that, you know, well enough. But combat, no, I just can't see it.
Did any of your children or grandchildren consider joining the military?
No, my daughter thought for a little while she would go in the Air Force, but then she said, no, I changed my mind.
And, excuse me, any thoughts that you want to relate to the viewing audience who will be seeing this?
Well, I don't know what I can say. I was just going to say, I would say for anyone who wanted to go in the service, women, they should go in, though. It's a lovely experience, but not to go overseas.
Is there any memorable characters or other memorable experiences from...
Well, we met many movie stars because they came to entertain us. You see, Dick Powell stood out in my mind because he was so gracious. Mm-hmm. Carol Lombard.
Okay, give me... Maybe I can help you out here. Carol Landis?
Landis, that's the one.
Okay. And was this while you were down in Key West? Or
no, in boot camp.
Boot camp.
In New York.
Any memory, anything that stands out from those shows?
No. Dick did come to us and ask us for a few naval expressions, you know. Mm-hmm. And they put that in their skit. Mm-hmm.
And anything else?
Nothing exciting, dear. No.
Well, as far as the personnel you helped find housing for, were you ever in contact, further contact with any of them?
The people that I found? No, because I worked through another, my office, and I relayed all the messages to them. Mm-hmm. The paperwork went to them.
Okay.
I have one lovely experience. This black lady was cleaning our office, and I had a poem on my desk. And she said, Kit, may I take that and have a copy of it? And I said, surely. So she came in Monday, and she said, thank you so much. My minister made a sermon based on that poem.
Well, that's wonderful.
She was so delighted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming from, I'll just bring this up very quickly. Did you experience segregation when you were down in Key West or in Washington, D.C.?
Just the people from Texas. They were so biased. We had a lovely black girl. I shouldn't say black. I don't know what they call her today. But she was so lovely. Mm-hmm. And when the girl from Texas came in and saw her, oh, my God, we were all heartbroken the way she treated that girl. And I said, I never knew the Texans were that prejudiced. They said, oh, yeah, they are.
And this was when you were stationed down in Key West?
No, that was in New York at boot camp.
Really?
At boot camp.
Wow. Did you have any other experiences with that? Or?
No, we kept going with the girl and, mm-hmm. you know, taking her out with us and all. And the other girl ignored us, and well, we weren't sorry for that at all.
Mm. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, dear, I really don't have a very good memory. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, Kit Simons, we thank you for coming in and being a part of the Native Veterans Oral History Project and your participation.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It was my pleasure, mm-hmm. dear. Sorry my memory's so bad. But
that's okay.